The word today is Esther. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. There is a great deal of expectation put upon young girls to look beautiful. But according to the Bible, this is not what's important. Some women in the Bible are mentioned because they displayed tremendous inner beauty. Here to describe one such woman is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Esther.
The hopes and dreams of many little girls in the world are that they someday grow up to be a beauty queen. They love to look at pictures and images of women that are glowing, that are radiant. And little girls think, oh, I would like to be beautiful someday. There have been countless tales and stories told and movies made about beautiful women. And of course, many times images of women are twisted and contorted and perverted. But there is a tremendous joy in a natural beauty, in a woman's face that is pleasing and warm and eyes are inviting. And a little girl would love to be beautiful someday. In the book of Esther in the Bible, there is a story about a beauty queen. It's about a young girl named Esther. Her Hebrew name was Hadassah, but she was living under captivity of the Persians. The Jewish people had been captured by the Babylonians and deported to Babylon. And then the Persians took control, and this story takes place during that time period when Esther was a young Jewish girl living in Babylon under the Persians. And the account is that as a young girl who was beautiful, she drew attention at a time when the Persian king Xerxes was looking for a new queen. So this is quite literally a story of a beauty queen. We see something about the culture of the Persians. Xerxes has some kind of festival or party that he throws, and he wants to parade around his wife Vashti, and she ends up displeasing him, so he deposes her as queen and starts a search for a new queen. Now, in the ancient world, as I said, if you were a beautiful young girl, this could be good because it would draw attention to you, but it could also be bad because it would draw attention to you. Well, was it good or bad? Well, that would depend on who was paying attention to you. We have an instance in the Bible about Ruth, who was also a lovely woman. And she ended up marrying a rich and a wonderful Jewish man named Boaz. And Ruth ends up in the lineage of Jesus Christ himself. So there's some marvelous things that can happen to women when their beauty catches a man's eye. But then again, there can be some difficult things as well, as in the case of Esther. King Xerxes' people find her, see her beauty, and then take her into his harem as he is conducting his testing, shall we say, for who will become the new queen. And the account of Esther is very interesting to read for the cultural background and perspective on how women were treated and the politics involved with the king selecting a new queen. It will give you a great deal of admiration toward equality of the sexes that we have today. Now we have Esther who appears before the king and she pleases him. So he makes her queen. But also taking place at this time, there is a man named Haman who is in the government of the Persians. He hates the Jews. He cannot stand the Jews. And it is his goal to literally find a way to have them all exterminated. There then is a subplot, there is a background story that is taking place then between Haman, the Persian man, and Mordecai, who is Esther's uncle. Esther had lost both of her parents when she was young, and so Mordecai has been taking care of Esther, and he is guiding her and bringing her up in the faith. Well, when this plot against the Jews takes place, Esther realizes that she is in the position to go to the king and to plead on behalf of the Jews to spare them. This is a tense situation because if she appears before the king and he's not pleased to see her, anyone who comes before him unannounced can be put to death on the spot. So there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of anxiety or no certainty that she will be okay if she does this. I'm going to pause for a moment in the story and discuss this, because here we have a situation with Esther where the national situation has become quite grim, very bad. The Jews are facing an order that the military of the Persian government is going to annihilate them. Well, meanwhile, Esther has become queen. She is the beauty queen, and she is living life large. It's kind of interesting how sometimes in the lives of individuals, things can be going very, very well. You might have faith in God and trust in God, and you might be going through a terrifically blessed time in your life, but maybe nationally things are going horrible. Maybe your government is disintegrating, or maybe economically things are going bad, but for some reason God has blessed you and put his favor upon you. Then again, the opposite might be taking place. You might find yourself under great stress, even though others might seem to be prospering, even though maybe the nation is moving ahead, maybe you're finding yourself tested and tried. Either of these situations can happen for the believer. We don't just simply move along with the masses, along with the crowds. God has his own independent plan for each of us. And God has called us in Jesus Christ to commit ourselves to him first and foremost. So we may have our life moving differently than many people around us. But know this, it's for the purposes of the praise of Jesus Christ. It's for the purposes of the advancement of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus. So always keep it in mind that life may be going very well for you, or life might be going horribly for you in relation to those around you. But God is going to use this for his glory and ultimately for your blessing. So we find back, continuing with the account in Esther, that Esther does appear before the king, and she pleads before the king. And in doing so, he is horrified at the idea that someone would want to harm his queen and her people's safety and to kill them. So in the end, the Jews are able to defend themselves and are able to be saved. The thing that's so wonderful about Esther is that she is a beautiful woman to the core, and her beauty comes from within and not externally. And I can't emphasize this enough in terms of a person's self-worth, that you need to know your worth and value come from who you are inside because of the Lord Jesus and because God loves you. You know, I had an interesting situation take place the other day. I'm just about to turn 50, and so I have quit my running because I'm falling apart, and I've started walking. So the other day I was walking along, And a vehicle came past, and from inside, a young woman's voice shouted out, "You're ugly!" And it was quite a shocking moment. All of these thoughts came into my mind. Really? I'm ugly? And then I thought, I've got to be getting midlife and getting older that some young person would shout something like that. But what was humorous was that this vehicle pulled into a high school parking lot within eyesight. So if I'd have wanted, and by the way, the person sat in the vehicle. They didn't get out of the vehicle. So I'm looking at this all, and I'm thinking, how foolish of this individual. They scream, "You're ugly," and then they go and park and sit in the car. And I thought, as I was walking past the high school, I thought, you know, I could come up to that vehicle and say something such as, "I might be ugly physically, but better to have an ugly face than an ugly spirit." And, you know, you get all of these responses you'd like to say to people that have offended you and all. But in the end, I didn't say anything. I just pondered it and thought it through. And I thought, well, Lord, you know that I'm not ugly. You love me, and I'm your child. And maybe I can stand to lose a few pounds, but that doesn't mean that you've written me off. The important thing with Esther is that she didn't have beauty from outside only. She had beauty from within, and it came from her obedience to God. She loved him, and she put her life on the line for his people. And that's why Esther is so much like the Lord Jesus in this respect, that she's willing to put her life on the line. Be a person, especially young girls, be a person who values internal beauty over external beauty. And by all means, never marry a man who does not value your spiritual mind and your personality. Esther teaches us that beauty is a gift from God and that it can be developed in our hearts and our minds. Work on expressing that inner beauty and let yourself be illuminated and radiant from within so that you can be a beautiful person for Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader, entitled Armor. Pastor Schrader gives important insight on spiritual warfare and tells how a believer can be prepared to be a soldier using the gifts and strength of God. Ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.